It is the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS here with Skurvo for breakfast. Now, Mountain Heights School students are going to be very busy over the next couple of weeks. They're doing major fundraising. And to tell us all about what is happening and why, I'm now joined by two of the students, Jared and Chelsea. Good morning to you two.
G'day, Skurvo.
Good morning.
Okay, so first up, Jared, there's a major one coming up on the 29th of September. Tell us about the activity.
Yeah, we're going to be having a ice bucket challenge where we're going to dunk our favourite teachers.
Oh, brilliant. I love that.
Yeah, it's happening on the 29th. We've already raised about $250.
Oh, good start.
We're aiming to get about $500. Mm-hmm. It's to dunk our new principal.
Ah, right. Yeah. So you haven't got to him yet?
No,
but there are others. Has Mr. Just out of interest, has Mr. Lutwich been dunked yet?
Yeah, Mr. Lutwich is about $200. He's already been dunked. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's a good sport, and I believe the person that's here supervising you this morning, just here with us, Miss Everich, is also been dunked. Is that right?
Yeah, Miss Emmerich is only a little bit above him, so she's definitely been dunked.
There you go. Fantastic. Is there a little bit of revenge happening there? Have you decided to do this because you think I'm going to get back on the teachers a little bit?
Yeah. My favourite teacher isn't actually there on the day, so he won't be getting dunked. But, there's definitely a revenge aspect in there.
Okay. And tell us why you're doing this. What charity is it going to?
It's raising money for MND, which is motor neuron disease.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Yeah.
So is there any reason why you've gone down that track of going for motor neuron disease? Is there an inspiration that you have there?
It just came up in a prefect meeting. We were brainstorming. Okay.
Excellent.
Just one of the things that popped up.
Oh, good. It's a good cause. Well done. I really do commend you on that, and it's great fun that you're going to have, so that's good. But there is other fundraising activities going on this week as well for motor neuron disease. And Chelsea, you're going to tell us about that.
Yes. So Mountain Heights is fundraising by doing a sausage sizzle and a free dress day this Friday on the 23rd of September.
Okay, excellent. So, we'll make sure that we promote that as much as we can because we'd like people to turn out. And as well, I believe there's you want donations from the public as well. So what's the concept there involved?
Yes, so we are hoping that the public will donate and match our highest money rate kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's $450 or $500, as
yep.
Jared said.
So that's your target. That's what you have in mind. So hopefully you can go beyond that.
If we reach above our target, then all teachers that are getting dunked on the day will get dunked twice.
Brilliant. Love that. Oh, these kids must be so excited by the fact that you've got this opportunity to like dunk the teachers. I mean, how brilliant's that?
Mm.
Yeah. And well, I do hope though that it's not going to be too cold for the teachers on the day as well, because we don't want them to get hypothermia, do we?
No, not really.
All right. Well, we'll continue to plug it during this week, and if you keep us updated on the tallies and that sort of thing, we'll let the general public know as well. Anything else you need to tell us this morning?
If the public is wanting to donate, just contact the school office and take it from there.
Okay. And just want to say thanks to our sponsors as well. The Railway IGA and Evans IGA have donated some sausages and bread and the ice for the Ice Bucket Challenge. So thanks to them.
Yep, excellent. Great stuff. It's really well organised. So look, I wish you all the best and have fun.
Yep,
good
thanks.
On you. There we go. Two of our students from Mountain Heights School this morning, Chelsea and Jared, they're talking about their Ice Bucket Challenge fundraiser for motor neuron disease. Excellent. West Coast 7XS, good morning.